opportunity for a long time to snap the ball to a kind of good quarterback.
Yeah, we were very fortunate here in Green Bay. We had my whole tenure here, 11 years, we had one quarterback. You know, it's probably the most stable, you know, quarterback position, you know, duo in probably NFL history. You know, it was something special. He was a great player. You know, he's still a great friend. We still communicate, and someday, you know, he'll be up there. Well, you know, to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, and it was a great opportunity. It was just a great, you know, it was just a pleasure playing with him.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, you've been inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, and that quarterback, Brett Favre, by the way, was your presenter. Now, there's not many offensive linemen that have that distinction of being presented for induction by the guy, or center at least, by the guy to whom they snapped the ball. What does that mean to you that Brett Favre came here and presented you for induction to the Packers Hall of Fame?
Well, it was special. You know, Brett was a special guy. I mean, you know, we had a friendship. We played together for 11 years. We were roommates for 11 years. We did a lot of things in the off season. We played golf. You know, we took trips places. You know, our families traveled together, and our kids grew up together, and they were about the same age. So it was special. It was also an awkward position, also because of the time that it was happening. You know, with Brett retiring, and then, you know, there was some change in his mind and decided to come back and play. So it was good in one way, but it was also maybe a distraction for some people another way. But it went well. It was smooth. You know, he came up, got it done, and left. And that may be the last time he was in Green Bay besides playing here when he came and played for some other teams. But, you know, that's just the nature of the business.